Well, in Ghana, our social life is being affected. We know that we have 7 cases here in Ghana, and the government is saying that all these 7 cases were imported. The government is telling us that these 7 cases of coronavirus, all the patients are responding to treatment. They've actually been isolated. The government had to tighten travel restrictions. We know that some flights that came yesterday and today have been made to return. That's because the government says all flights that are coming from countries that are hardest hit by this coronavirus will not be allowed to touch down at the Kotoka International Airport here in Accra. So a lot is changing here in Accra. The government has also banned all social gatherings and events. Church services have also been banned. Schools have also been shut. People are walking along the street with nose masks and also hand gloves, all to show that the fact that they want to contain the spread of the coronavirus here in Ghana.
And what about in neighboring countries? Are they all being affected in the same way?
Yes, Ghana shares border with Burkina Faso. We also share border with Togo and Ivory Coast. All these 3 countries have also recorded cases of the coronavirus. So at the border points, we understand that the government is trying to enforce screening of people moving across the borders to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Also, we know that in Burkina Faso, 1 person has died as a result of the coronavirus, a 62-year-old woman who also came into the country with the disease has died today. Burkina Faso has recorded over 20 cases of the disease. So all around the borders in Ghana, we are recording the cases, and it's quite dire. And both authorities of, I mean, here in Ghana and the other neighboring West African countries are doing all they can to contain the spread of the coronavirus.
And just finally, how are the Ghanaian people reacting to the government recommendations and restrictions? Do they understand why it's all happening, or are they just trying to go about their lives as normal?
It's actually a mixed reaction here in Ghana in terms of the restrictions that the government has placed on people. In the markets, you can still see people going about their normal activities, although the government says they should social distance themselves from each other. Business is going on in the markets as usual, but then the government has also said the people should avoid handshaking, which is a normal greeting here in Ghana. It's normal to see people shaking their hands, but then the government has advised against shaking of hands, and some people are trying to adhere to that. Others are really unfazed about whatever is going on, and they are living their normal lives.
Well, Nabil, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much. That's Nabil Ahmed, feature story news correspondent.